Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Power of Men. I am your host, Warren Mitchell, and I have a special guest here with me today. All my guests are special guests. And we have a young lad, 20-year-old brother, Ben. And what's up, Ben?
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
It's all right. All right. So been meeting with Ben, and we decided to just have a chat. He had a question he wanted to ask me, and he has a younger sister that, you know, he hasn't been getting along with, and as he's growing. How old is your sister now?
She's now 15 years old.
15 years old. All right. And so he wants to improve the relationship with her, but he has some concern. So we're going to go into that briefly, and we may have a part two depending on how things go here today. But we want to jump right into this. So, Ben, tell me, what is it that you had on your mind regarding as it relates to your relationship with your sister?
Well, as far as my relationship with her, it's mostly non-existent, because I usually tend to avoid being around her, you know, out of fear that it'll end in a confrontation and it'll push us further away from each other. You know, because right now we both see each other in a negative eye. Like, I see her as an annoying younger sister who judges me on everything that I do, and I don't want to be around that. And she sees me as an older brother who doesn't live up to what her expectation is of an older brother.
Wow.
And, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not there for her when she needs me to be or when I need to step up for her.
Okay.
And you know, as the time goes on, it kind of becomes draining to the point where you just say, you know, forget it. I don't want to be around you anymore. Like, you know, when I leave, just that's the end of it. And,
okay.
You know, and I don't want, and I never want that, you know, with any of my siblings, especially her, because, you know, we're closer together than me and my brother are, because, you know, we've been in the house longer and, you know, it's just, we go through some things. So.
And your brother is older?
He is. He's in, where is he right now? He is in graduate school.
Okay.
About to graduate, so.
All right.
Yeah, so.
Okay. So you and your sister have been kind of been in the household for a lot longer than you and your brother have,
mm-hmm.
As you grew older. And as a result of some regular sibling rivalry that you guys have not really resolved, it has caused you guys to have a relationship where it's not where either of you are pleased with or happy with.
Right.
And you kind of questioning, will it ever get better?
Yeah. For the past few months, I've been just, you know, talking, you know, thinking out loud to myself, like, you know, like where, like how far is this going to keep going until, you know, one of us says enough is enough. And like, we never want to see each other ever again. Like, we just regularly avoid each other, you know, at functions, reunions, you know, graduations. And I don't want it to spill over to, you know, when one of us has kids, that, you know, how we treat, you know, each other's kids. Like, you know, like, I don't want it to get to the point where, you know, she treats my kids better or I treat her kids better than we treat each other. And then that gets called into question, because, you know, at one point, at a time, you know, our parents are going to sit us both down and they're going to ask, you know, what's going on? Like, you two treat each other's kids with so much respect and love, but when it comes to the two of you guys, you guys are ready to fight each other to the nail, to the end. And it's like, I don't want that to be the case, because then that gets, because that's, you know, bad. That looks bad on you as a person. Like, you know, you can treat someone else in the family, you know, with love and respect and care and kindness that you're supposed to give them, but you can't do the same for, you know, that another person in the family, like, you know. And it's just, it's a bad feeling, and I don't ever want it to get to that.
Have you and your sister ever tried getting along better, ever talked about the problems that you're having? You and your parents ever tried to get you guys to deal with whatever the issue has been, or issues have been?
They, well, our parents have tried to get us to, you know, sit down and just talk about it, and usually it ends up with one of us leaving the table more angry or more upset than when we first sat down in the first place.
Okay.
And usually most of the time it's her, because it's like, she feels as though I don't get, you know, reprimanded or, you know, corrected for any of the stuff that I do wrong.
Okay.
And that's not true. I do. She just doesn't see it.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, she doesn't always need to be there to see it when I get, you know, corrected.
Right.
I mean, they tell her that it's happening, and, you know, she'll believe our parents, you know, when they say they do. It's just, she would rather be there when it does happen.
She wants to see the punishment in play, in action, gives her a thrilling feeling, probably. Yes.
Oh, yeah, front row tickets. Why not?
Payback. Yeah. All right. So, but on your own, have you guys tried to resolve what's going on?
Well, one time I did. We were at a bus stop waiting for the bus going home one day, and we were there, and I looked on my phone and I saw that the bus is going to be about 30 minutes late because of traffic. So okay. I was like, well, might as well. I mean, we got time, might as well. So I was asking her, like, you know, what, you know, why does she always judge me, or why does she always, you know, always nitpick at anything and everything that I do?
Okay.
And she told me it was because I know what you're capable of. I know what you're supposed to do, and I know what you can do. And then I see you do the exact opposite or the wrong thing that you shouldn't be doing.
Okay.
And it's like, why? Like, I don't want you to do that because I don't want you to get in trouble. Like, I want you to be in my life. I want you to be an older brother that I'm, you know, that you're supposed to be.
Okay.
One time, and I'll let you know a little secret. My dad is very, like, he's very heavy on security. So okay. One time, I messed up the lock in the back door, and it was at nighttime. This is at like 10:30 at night.
Okay.
And my parents are on the way home, so I messed up the door, and it wouldn't lock. Like, okay. The lock would not turn at all, which means that the door was going to be unlocked. So I spent 45 minutes with my heart pounding, with the back door open. I had the dog literally right there, sitting right next to me as the door was open.
Okay.
Like, making sure he, you know, trying to make sure nobody came into the house.
Right.
And I'm panicking. I took the whole handle off the door.
You did what?
The whole handle off the door.
To try and fix it?
To try and fix it. Like, okay. I promise you, those are like maybe the top five scariest moments in my life.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, you know, I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to die. Like, he's going to come home and kill me.
So you're more afraid of your father coming home and seeing the door messed up than someone coming in to break in the house.
Exactly. And that's wrong. Yeah, it's just, yeah. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, and the whole time, you know, she was helping me. Like, I asked her to go get screwdrivers, go get screws, and she, you know, at one point, she's like, you want me to just bring the whole toolbox in? It's like, no, that's fine. Don't worry about that. So, you know, by the time I actually finished, I jimmy-rigged it enough where I actually got the lock to, you know, turn, and I semi-fixed it. We ended up getting the whole new handle to begin with later on. You know, my heart was just racing because I was like, oh, my God, like, this is a security breach. Like,
right. This
is crazy. Like, something could happen.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, and you know, and she didn't say anything. Like, she was literally just helping me out, like, tooth and nail. She dropped everything that she was doing. And
wow.
I didn't look at that until a couple of days later when, you know, when everything would die down. Like,
yeah.
I didn't realize that, you know, she backed me up on that. Like, she was there with me and for me through that. And she didn't tell at all.
Wow.
And I thought she was going to tell. Like, I really did think she was going to tell. Because I was sitting in my room like, oh, man, she's going to tell.
Yeah.
And it never came. And I ended up telling
them.
Yeah, I ended up telling them one time what happened. And it was like, well, thank you for telling me. And, like, she never, like, told us.
Oh, so they fixed the door. Your father fixed the doorknob but didn't know why it got messed up?
Yeah, no. And I ended up telling him why.
Okay.
And he ended up getting a new, what you call it? Because he said it was old anyway.
Okay,
so,
okay.
But he said that, you know, she never told, you know, them what happened.
So she normally has your back, but you don't always appreciate it, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And there have been times where she has, you know, for lack of better terms, ratted me out.
Okay.
And honestly, now that I think about it, most of those times were, it wasn't really anything to get upset or to hold grudges over.
Right.
It was just little stuff. But most of the time, yeah, she has my back. And I take it for granted, or I think almost nothing of it. I think, you know, she's my little sister. She's supposed to have my back. And sometimes it's not always the case. Sometimes she needs to speak up because
right.
it could be a threat, you know, that I don't see or that I don't know about
right.
to the overall household, right. to the overall family that needs to get addressed and taken care of.
Okay.
So, yeah, so.
So you're saying that there are some things, in spite of the rivalry that you guys have had, mm-hmm. that, you know, there are times when you were in need and she's been there for you, but you haven't always appreciated that.
Yeah.
And kind of overlooked that, but maybe focus more on the times when she may have ratted you out or have done or said something that that you felt offended by.
Mm-hmm.
And are you saying that from your perspective, you have used that to kind of create a buffer from that prevented you and her from having a closer relationship?
I would say that. I mean, I do hold on to, like, the negative stuff that she has done to me versus, you know, just forgetting it and, you know, sort of, you know, accepting the fact that, you know, we're human, we're going to make mistakes, you know what I'm saying? So I have done that, and I have used that as an excuse to not want to better our relationship, or like just, you know, take the high road and say, look, I'm the older brother. I just need to forget it, you know, move on and just keep on doing it. Like, and I pay, and I get into this situation where I play this game with her, like, you know, oh, it's, I'm not supposed to do that. That's her job. So it's like, you know, and for example, chores in the house, you know, like we have certain chores, and sometimes we'll try to divide it up. I'll try to divide it up and make it, everything seems even, and she won't, you know, pull her weight on that.
Okay.
So it's like, I have to do it. Otherwise it won't get done, and it'll get backed up for about 2 or 3 weeks until, you know, my dad comes in and just loses a fit.
Right.
And just fusses at both of us.
Right.
So it's like, now both of us are in trouble. Okay. And it's getting to the point where now, where one of us messes up, both of us are still getting fussed at.
Okay.
So it could be something that she's in charge of, that she's supposed to do, that I just can't do at all.
Right.
And then we'll both get fussed at. So it's like,
so why do you think your dad fusses at you if it's something she's responsible for, or vice versa?
Because he feels as though that it, we both live in the house together. So we both need to have respect for the fact that this is our house.
Right.
We need to take care of it. This is our living space. You know? Like, your house is like your body. It's a temple.
That's right.
You know, good is not going to dwell in your house if you don't take care of it and do good by your house.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
So it's like, you know, it's a certain spirit that you have to have. That's why he always says, water the plants. Make sure, you know, change your sheets, you know, every week.
Yeah.
You know, spray your mattress, you know, with Listerine. I don't know what other people use, but
Febreze, I think.
Oh, yeah, Febreze. So, yeah, so, you know, different things like that. So it's like, you know, if you, you know, take care of the things you're supposed to take care of, over time, you two won't just, you know, be like, oh, you're supposed to do it. You'll just do it just because you're supposed to do it. You'll see that something's out of order, and you'll immediately go deal with it. It won't be like, oh, well, she needs to deal with that, or I'm busy right now. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing to take, you know, 5 minutes to just, you know, sweep the floors, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or vacuum the carpet. It so doesn't take that. It's just, you know, that's an example of, like, stuff that happens, so.
So he wants you guys to kind of work as a team to getting things done, that you're part of a team, or even more intimately, a part of a family. So it's not about, that's your role and that's my role and I ain't doing it because, you know, that's not my duty. That's not my job. But he's saying that this is your house. So even if somebody is slipping up on their role, at least try to encourage that person. Or if it's something that needs to get done, just go ahead and get it done, and you know, let's move on from there. But you guys, because of the ongoing challenges that you guys have been having, that you haven't been able to resolve those issues. And it's almost like tit for tat kind of a flow with you and your sister.
Yeah, back and forth.
Okay. And where's the relationship today as a result of all of that?
Today, well, our relationship is along the lines of, if you leave me alone, stay in your space, I'll leave you alone and I'll stay in my space.
Okay.
And it's like, the only time we come together is if food is involved.
Right.
We both have the same amount of food.
Okay.
And, you know, we each get our own.
Right.
And we're left alone.
Okay.
Or we're getting, or anything else is just like negative. Like, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? It's like, she doesn't like the way I wash dishes.
Okay.
Naturally, I don't really care. It's getting clean. Like, I just.
So when you mean like the way that you wash them, so it's not, you're saying it's not like she's looking at whether it's dirty or not. It's just the style or the.
Oh, it's both.
Process. Of, okay.
It's both. Sometimes I've washed the glass with my hand one time because we didn't have any sponges and it needed to be cleaned.
Oh.
And I needed it. But my hands are already clean. But you know what? It's fine. I did it one time. I stopped.
He's being a dude.
I stopped.
Okay.
I stopped.
All right.
So. So she was fussing at me about that, and then she took the problem to my dad. I was like, "Yo, God, do not bother him with this."
Okay.
Sure enough, we got yelled at.
Yeah.
Because, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Nothing else to do with it during the daytime. So it was like, you know, just certain stuff like that, and like sometimes I'll forget to like wash a pan because, you know, I'm tired, and I'll just do it the next day. Like, I'll literally do it before I have to make dinner the next day. And then she'll fuss at me, and I'm like, you're not even making dinner. Why are you, like, why? And it's like, it's just because, you know, she doesn't like, and I cook, I do the most cooking in the house. I do.
Oh, you serious?
No, for real, I do.
Oh, wow. So, you said you were 20?
Yeah.
And how old were you when you started cooking?
I want to say I was in middle school when I started cooking.
Okay, who taught you?
My mom and my brother.
Okay, so, all right.
That's been, you know, interesting on its own.
We'll get into that some other time.
It's just, you know, little stuff like that goes a long way when you're constantly, you know, being reminded, oh, you didn't do this correctly. And it's like, well, what is correctly? It's hot water and soap and a sponge. I don't understand.
Like, so have you learned anything throughout the years that about the process that the way that she's been trying to get you to look at things?
I have. I've learned that, I mean, after a certain point in time, there's some stuff you're just going to have to accept that, you know, she's going to be a certain kind of way about it. Or maybe not just, you know, your little sister. It could be, you know, your little cousin, little brother. It could be anybody, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not, for me, it's my little sister. But I've learned that, you know, just some things are worth an argument and some things are worth taking a stand for. Okay. And then some things aren't.
Okay.
Like how she wants me to wash the dishes. I mean, it's fine. I'll just, fine. You show me how you want me to wash them and I'll do it like that from now on.
Okay.
When you're not here and you're on vacation, I will be washing it the way I want to.
Okay.
And
what do you think it does for her when you kind of comply with some of the ways that she's asking you to look at things and taking things from her perspective instead of just looking at it as you see it?
For her, I think it, like, shows her that I'm willing to, you know, listen to her and understand and comprehend what she's saying and give her time to speak.
Right.
And then acting on that shows that I didn't just, you know, do it for the moment.
Right.
I'm actually, you know, interpreting it and, you know, taking into what the energy that you, you know, the energy that you're giving me to show me what you want to see me do and how you want to see me, you know, change and treat you better or, you know, interact with you. As far as, you know, different things.
Because it's important, you know, for your little sister. It's so much more going on for her in her development and in how she views herself, how she views the world, and even how she views males and how you relate to her. And so it's not just, you know, she's nagging at you or picking at you because you are her big brother. Or she sees you as less than, or she's trying to fight for power, or struggle for power. There's so much more for her for you to take the time when you have a choice, whether you choose to see her side or not. To choose her side allows her to feel that she is special, and that her opinion and her perspective matters, right? Especially to people that she cares about. And if she consistently experiences your rejection or you not listening to her or you only seeing your side, she may start to question her own sense of worthiness or worth by that. Because she really believes the place she's coming from is a place of just being genuine. Sometimes, even though there are times that she may have done stuff to just get back at you, other times it was just she just wants to connect with her brother. You know, she just wants to help her brother, just like with the doorknob and kind of in that space, being your assistant, providing you guidance. Like, you know, you got her going back and forth, getting tools. She came up with a logical solution to that. Why don't I just bring the whole toolbox? Even though you still said no, but that would have been, you know, that made more sense than her. Because you weren't the one going back and forth. All you were focused on was, I just need what I need right now.
Yeah.
And she's looking at, okay, this is seem to be a pattern. Let me make this more efficient, right? So those things are important for her to when you validate that and you see those things that she's that her perspective and where she's coming from versus you taking like a defensive approach and thinking it's a tit for tat or she's just trying to get one up on you or just trying to get you in trouble. And if you operate from seeing her or people or life like that and you in a survival mode, what I call it, And that mentality doesn't allow you to necessarily tap into your power. That position doesn't allow you to develop healthy relationships with people that you say you care about.
Right.
And so it's important that you recognize what's going on for you as well. Not just, you know, she's not the only one that's learning some things through this process, that this is also teaching you some things about yourself and how to be out there in the world now that you're 20. You're in college right now?
I am.
Where are you?
Georgia State University. Georgia State,
okay. And so you have to learn some things about life, that not everything that goes against what you want or how you prefer things to be is necessarily meant to harm you. And some of that stuff may even be in your best interest. But if you're taking a more stubborn and a defensive approach, it automatically sends a sign that you're operating from a place of insecurity. And so there's so much going on in the dynamics between you and your sister. So it's important that, you know, for you to just slow down sometime and to be mindful of what's happening. Okay, is that making sense?
No, of course. Yeah, okay. Definitely. That makes sense.
All right, so this is, again, the Power of Men podcast, and I am your host, and we have our guests.
Ben Ford, hey, how you
Ben.
Doing?
What's up, Ben? All right, so we are going to end here with part one, and then I'll have Ben over at the studio to come back in again to continue his relationship with his sister and just how life is going for him as he begins his journey of independence. All right, so thank you all. Any final words you would like to say to anybody?
Yeah, clean the pans.
Clean the pans and clean them properly. Listen to your sister.
Yes.
All right, even too. If she's younger. So we're learning some things of how to become a man, a young man, that we need to value the voice of our females, younger females, older females. There is wisdom within that, and we need to be mindful of, you know, how society may have even taught us as men that the voice, the opinion, the perspective of females, girls, and women may not be as valuable as they are really. We thinking that we are better than them, and that's again a position of insecurity as men. So we definitely have to be mindful of what life is trying to teach us with our interaction with women. Don't always take it from a perspective that we are operating from, we are being attacked or trying to, the person is trying to hurt us. So I appreciate you, Ben, and I look forward to reconnecting with you again.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem, my brother. So this is The Power of Men, a place where we are exploring and discovering and really wanting to have healthy conversations about how to be a better man and looking at healthy masculinity versus the toxic masculinity that has been instilled upon us from the old patriarchy, and wanting to recognize that women are our equal, and that also men are emotional beings. Yeah, definitely. Sorry to surprise you or shock you if you didn't believe that. All right. And everyone have a good time until next time. Peace.
Love.